Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. Of the Dow higher, S&P NASDAQ lower. As investors monitor Hurricane Irma, we are seeing crude oil pulling back today. West Texas Intermediate crude seeing its biggest drop in more than 2 months as the storm threatens to curtail demand for oil. WTI is down 3.2% to $47.52 a barrel. Gold up $1.10 the ounce, higher by 0.1%. The 10-year down 6/32. Yield there 2.06%. S&P down a point, down 0.1%. NASDAQ down 33, down 0.5%. Dow Industrials up 30, a gain of 0.1%. I'm Charlie Pellett, and that is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Thank you so much, Charlie Pellett. It is 11:48 in the Bay Area and 2:48 on Wall Street. It is time now for the Bloomberg Commentary.
The following is from Bloomberg View. Opinions and commentary from Bloomberg columnists.
I'm Megan McArdle, a columnist for Bloomberg View. The Southern Poverty Law Center has become the go-to source on statistics about hate groups. Unfortunately, their definition of a hate group is somewhat broad. It includes advocacy organizations like the Family Research Council, the Center for Immigration Studies, and the Ruth Institute, a family values nonprofit that recently had a payment provider cut it off as a result of the designation. Hate group isn't a scientific term, and the SPLC has a right to define it as they wish. But if they choose to use such broad definitions, then media organizations and others should not take that designation as a reason to make those groups pariahs. Treating local churches and conservative nonprofits as the equivalent of the Ku Klux Klan won't make social conservatives go away. It will just widen the already bitter cultural divisions in this country, especially if allegedly neutral institutions punish those on the wrong side of the divide. At a time when the country seems to be nearly at war with itself, we could all use a lot less hate. I'm Megan McArdle, a columnist for Bloomberg View. For more commentary, go to BloombergView.com or view Go on the Bloomberg Terminal.
This has been Bloomberg View.
Bloomberg View commentaries can be heard every weekday at this time and also at 5:48 a.m., 8:48 a.m., and 11:48 a.m. Wall Street time.
There's only you and me, and we just disagree.
Well, there's a lot of disagreement right now among GOP congressmen, as well as between them and President Trump. Some of those disagreements were outlined by Eric Wasson. He's a congressional reporter for Bloomberg News in Washington, D.C., and he joins us now. Eric, you're the latest sort of evidence of the fraying in the relationships on Capitol Hill is this article that you wrote about conservative House Republicans hissing and groaning at Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. What happened?
Yeah, let's just say this was not Mnuchin's finest hour. He came up to the Hill this morning to try to convince House Republicans to vote for this debt ceiling suspension. It's a deal that President Trump struck with Democrats Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. Most Republicans did not like this deal. however, was packaged with aid for victims of Hurricane Harvey, so many were under pressure. He came into the room, and he basically said, vote for this dealing for me. Very reminiscent of Paulson's plea to Pelosi to vote for TARP for him personally. And he got hissed at, and members got up and basically said, you're not one of my constituents. Members came out afterwards saying it was intellectually insulting, and basically really said it was one of the weakest performances of a Treasury Secretary they had seen. One member even said that his performance went over as well as his wife's Instagram post. This was an infamous Instagram post by his wife denouncing women for being poor. So right now he's not very popular in this town.
Wow. Yeah, I saw that Representative Ryan Costello, a Republican from Pennsylvania, was the one who said that one, which is really a zinger. But, you know, I have to wonder how much this highlights the increasing willingness of GOP congressmen to go against President Trump and his appointees. I mean, is this something that is sort of new, at least in its tone, about the public manner in which GOP congressmen are coming out and criticizing the administration?
Well, you know, you see it from different parts. This was really one of the first times we'd seen really hardcore conservatives, many of whose districts really went for Trump overwhelmingly. So they're kind of reluctant to criticize Trump when he comes out and makes statements that some people characterize as being insensitive on racial issues, such as after the Charlottesville incident. And you usually hear some criticisms from Paul Ryan or others who are in more swing districts or moderate districts. But this time now you see the conservatives really flux summoned by this deal. With Pelosi and Schumer kind of feeling undercut. But they're also really training fire, and my colleague Anna Edgerton has this piece on that on the Bloomberg about, you know, training fire at Paul Ryan. They feel that House Republican leaders didn't put in front of Trump a really conservative alternative on the debt ceiling. One of the things that they're pushing is a cap, a 20% of GDP cap on spending. Now, something that would be very controversial, but nonetheless, they want to at least try that. So December is going to be very messy. And one of the things they asked Mnuchin in this meeting was, what's your plan for December? And they basically said it was crickets. He did not answer that and left early for another engagement, he said. So there's going to be some drama in December when this thing comes up again.
Can you give us a sense of the different factions within the GOP party right now that we need to pay attention to? Because you're talking about the conservatives and they're expressing deep dissatisfaction with Paul Ryan, who's House Speaker. I just am trying to understand how much of the GOP they represent. And, you know, is there a voice that's kind of opposing them? When you talk about messiness, is it just going to be between Democrats and Republicans, or is this an internecine issue as well?
Well, one of the things you need to understand is there's this group of 40 House Freedom Caucus members, and their essential power play is that they were able to remove John Boehner as Speaker. You know, you need to have the Republicans need to elect the Speaker. Only Republicans will vote for a Republican Speaker. So there is this cudgel that they can use. And now they're holding fire right now, saying they're not going to try to plot to oust him. But that's always in the background. That's really the power play that they have. Otherwise, you know, speakers can go to Democrats, as they did in this instance, and really rely on them to pass spending bills in order to get out of jail, in this case, when the deadline is looming. And that's kind of what the Democrats are counting on. In December, these deadlines will come up, and, you know, you saw 133 Republicans vote for this deal. You know, you could see something similar in the package, you know, of sort of the mainline Republicans, plus with the group that's called the Tuesday group. These are people from places like, you know, Pennsylvania and Ohio. They're swing districts that don't really want to see a shutdown or see that kind of brinksmanship. So those are the main factions that we have to pay attention to. You know, the conservatives are not all powerful, but they do have certain tools they can use to try to get power.
So, Eric, can you give us a sense of whether House Speaker Paul Ryan has responded to some of the more public criticism about his lack of presenting an alternative?
Well, you know, he's been meeting with them behind closed doors. You know, he comes from the conservative wing, and he was a darling of the conservatives before he became speaker and put into this very, you know, messy role. They say legislating is like sausage making. It is very ugly. You saw that. It was an embarrassing moment for Ryan when he denounced a 3-month debt ceiling extension at a press conference, and hours later, Trump undercut him. So, you know, he is no longer sort of this pure ideologue. So he has to deal with that. But I think he's explaining that to members, and right now members are saying, you know, he's in a tough position. But they want to see this tax reform bill come through with a very deep tax rate cut. And I think Paul Ryan could redeem himself Mitch McConnell could redeem himself if that comes through in the eyes of conservatives. And that's one of the big dynamics we'll be following this fall up here on Capitol Hill.
Is there any feasibility or is it realistic, President Trump's proposal to remove the debt ceiling deadlines that come up regularly entirely?
Well, you know, it's actually very interesting. That idea has support on the right and on the left. We surveyed a lot of members yesterday for an article on the Bloomberg about this very topic. And there are members like David Perdue, a strong ally of Trump. He's a senator from Georgia, one of Trump's best allies. He wants to get rid of it, but he wants to attach that to permanent, you know, spending reform, something like a spending cap. And then Democrats probably just want to get rid of it, entirely without necessarily having reforms or having a different type of budget deal. So, I mean, it could happen. You'd have to form a deal. Paul Ryan, however, has come out against it.
Thank you so much. Eric Wasson, Bloomberg News congressional reporter, talking about the GOP's annoyance at Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. I'm Lisa Abramowitz. This is Bloomberg.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, let's face it, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. There's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.